your size is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks.
Top of the morning to ya.
I'm Matt, man.
I'm Tommy, who's not Irish style.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our movie podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. I've been St. Patrick's Day, Tommy.
I was curious.
Being Irish.
This is you were going into like a Bane accent.
I wish you a very merry St. Patrick's Day, Batman.
Oh, give me some potatoes. I want to drink my Guinness and potatoes.
I baked corned beef at the bottom of this pit. I didn't eat a real Guinness till I was already a man.
By that time, it was nothing but blinding.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
It's not quite St. Patrick's Day yet.
Almost.
Just but this episode is dropping on St. Patrick's Day.
We're gonna drop
Day,
it like
sir.
It's hot.
So by the time you're listening to this, you're gonna be eating some Lucky Charms.
Maybe. Oh,
maybe. You think people do that as a tradition every year?
They wake up on St. Patrick's Day and they have a big old bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're like,
sprinkle with corned beef.
I love eating Lucky Charms on St. Patrick's
and
Day.
They don't use milk, they just put Guinness in it. That seems like a college
good.
Thing
should
to
totally
do.
Try that.
Maybe it's, Bailey's.
It's got a milk enough a consistency, right?
Yeah, I would do Bailey's.
Bailey's
and Lucky Charms.
What if you mix Guinness and Bailey's together? So
like, but then it'll curdle if I don't eat that thing fast. Which would taste weird.
It tastes like an Irish car bomb.
Irish
Lucky
cottage
Charms.
Irish car bombs.
There's a video going around on Facebook of people making vodka infused Lucky Charms.
Vodka infused?
So what they do is they took a Lucky Charms box and they picked out each individual marshmallow and separated them into little jars. So you got like the rainbows and the shamrocks and the
sounds very time consuming.
Hot air balloons, right? And then they took vodka
and rainbows on the red balloons.
And they filled the thing full of vodka pass. The marshmallows dissolved into the vodka. They put little lids on the jars and they shook them up. And then they added like ginger ale or something to them to make drinks.
Now, if it's just going to dissolve it anyway, why separate them?
Because
I highly doubt they taste any different. They're just different shapes.
Because it makes different colors.
Alright.
Because then you have all the colors of the rainbow, Tom.
All of the colors.
All the colors of the rainbow.
Red and...
They're after me Lucky Charms.
They're after me Lucky Charms, those rotten brats.
They keep grabbing me Lucky Charms.
They're fondling me Lucky Charms.
They keep fondling them.
I hope they don't find the pot of gold. It's not at the end of the rainbow.
It's not what they think it is. It's not a bowl of me Lucky Charms.
Those party poopers.
It's not a cereal.
A pot of gold sounds like a gay bar.
Did Lucky make you want to buy that cereal when you were a kid?
A little bit, yeah.
In the commercials?
Like I did when I was younger.
I think he was the best cereal mascot.
Better than Toucan Sam?
Right,
like Tony the Tiger?
Oh, I don't know. So you had Toucan Sam.
And Toucan Sam.
And he did Fruit Loops, right?
Yep.
What was his catchphrase?
Follow your nose.
You're right.
Why? And he had to smell where the food was.
Because he had a big beak?
I guess. I don't know.
But the birds smell with their beaks?
Yeah, I would assume so. Like any other animal. Or bird of prey.
Well, because they do have nostrils in their beaks, right?
Yep.
And then Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. Frankenberry or Blueberry.
Yep. So we talked about Tony the Tiger, right?
Yep.
You got Lucky.
Oh, this is the
King
frog.
Vitamin.
Vitamin?
I think that's before our time.
I ain't ringing any bells.
Oh, the bee. Oh, you know what I saw at the store yesterday?
What?
They have Cheerios with the bee, and he was dressed up as Batman.
What?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Dude, you should have bought a box.
I should have, you're right. Trix, who is... Oh, Trix is the bunny.
The rabbit. Silly rabbit.
What? Do you remember what the voice of the rabbit sounded like?
It was like... kind of like a childish kind of...
high-pitched rabbity sound. Did we talk...
Give me that Trix. I don't know.
Give me that cereal,
I just don't know why... I don't know why they didn't just like do like an episode where he just like goes to the store and he buys a box. And they're like, silly rabbit, Trix. I bought this box. This box is mine. Kids, get away from me.
I bought it with my own money that I made from these dumb commercials.
Okay. I guess we can't take it from you because that's stealing.
Oh, what about Cookie Crisp?
They like abandoned that dog and like what the thief that the do- like it was like a thief and the dog for a while and the dog kept like going Cookie Crisp and like. Warning the cop that they were nearby. I think they had to scrap that real quick.
Hurry, get rid of it. What the bird from Cocoa Krispies? Yeah. Cocoa Puffs?
I'm Cocoa, remember that bird? Cocoa Puffs!
Yep. So, yeah, I think Lucky is the most badass of all of them.
Dig'em, that's right. I was trying to think of the frog's name from Smacks. Dig'em the Frog.
Yeah.
They made a whole thing about it on Family Guy.
Oh, did they?
Well, it was like... They were talking about, like, the town wasting money, and Adam West unveils this new statue of Dig'em the Frog. And they get, like, really mad at him.
That's funny. Oh, we didn't think about the elves from Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, yeah, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop, and then you get the Booberry Frankenstein.
Yeah, the Booberry, and then Frankenberry.
He, what was he from, the little bear?
Ted Digrams? I don't know.
No, what's, Honey Smacks, yes, Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
And then you get the old man from Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yep.
Did he have a catchphrase?
It's the taste you can see.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta love the 90s.
So I think if there is totally a battle royal of cereal guys.
That's the theme from Smash Brothers. No.
Nintendo makes a new Smash Brothers with all the cereal mascots.
They have like
that'd be super popular.
I'd like so. Imagine the merchandising.
I would play as Lucky all the time.
Save all your box tops and you can buy this version.
I think Lucky be
Super Cereal Smash.
Super cereal bros.
I don't know.
Lucky's feeding them all like all the marshmallow pieces, and they make them trip and hallucinate.
What about like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble with the Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles?
Oh yeah,
Barney.
Gee, Fred,
quit taking. That's pretty good.
Quit taking my pebbles.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. Sorry, Fred. I just really like your pebbles. I like putting your pebbles in my mouth, Fred.
I like mashing your pebbles. And I'm not talking about your daughter, which is messed up.
Oh my god!
That's real messed up, Fred.
Alright, so we do have a regular scheduled format today before we got really distracted.
How did we tie in the cereal? Right, because Lucky Charms and Irish.
Yeah, Lucky Charms and the Leprechaun. Again, happy St. Patrick's Day. We are honored that you're listening to us if it's Friday and St. Patrick's Day 2017.
Oh, you brightened up our morning. or evening, or whatever time you listen to this podcast.
So we do have a regular format today, Tom.
Do we now?
Yes. So before we dive in, do we want to talk about some of the formats that people can communicate with us at if they want to complain about our...
No complaining. Only positive. We got to think positive.
All right.
There's too much cyberbullying as it is.
So if they do want to complain, where should they complain?
Okay, if they do want to complain, they should put it on a piece of paper and throw it away.
In the garbage.
If they want to praise us or say that you guys are funny.
Or constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism. See, we'll take those.
DeepFriedGeeks@gmail.com. They can email us.
Or
and if they want to post some pictures of like... Someone that's like skilled with Photoshop, they can make us a cover for the Smash Brothers,
the Lucky Charms, Cereal Brothers,
right? And they could share that with us where at.
They could share that on Instagram. We're probably one good place to do
Deep
that.
Deep Fried Geeks.
Twitter,
yep.
And Facebook.
At Deep Fried Geeks. You can find us on all those
Pretty much, if you put Deep Fried Geeks in anything, you'll find us.
Yes, you will. Even if you Google it, you'll find us too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Awesome.
But make sure that you don't know where I was going with that at
make
all.
Sure you
if you want to listen to us,
you drive,
if you want to listen to us on different avenues that you're already not, you can download us on iTunes, right?
It's not tunes, another avenue.
You can download us on iTunes, and you can leave us a review on there. You could download us on Stitcher app. Stitcher. You could download us at the Podbean app also.
Pods.
Or you could just click on the little link in the Facebook page.
Yeah, just click it. It'll take a zoop right there.
Hey, Todd, guess what?
What?
Movie pick of the week.
Let's go to the movies.
Hey, Tom, spoilers.
What?
LeFou's gay.
Oh, man. Oh! It's like Dumbledore all over again.
They ruined my childhood. I mean, stupid liberals always gotta interfere with my Disney movies. Making my favorite character gay.
I resemble the little stubby fat man. Now I can't watch this movie.
Now I gotta go ruins him.
I mean, if you watched it back in the 90s, and this little bitty stumpy dude who had this obvious man crush on Gaston.
I totally would have guessed
he was
gay.
And you didn't think he was gay?
You got an issue, right?
They are French, so they're already pretty much... I'm just kidding. If you're French, I'm sorry.
Oh, oui, oui!
That looks like really, really creepy.
So, if you haven't figured out already, we're talking about Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and Beast.
Drops now, this week, Tom.
I heard it was like... He was questioning his orientation.
I try not to read it too much.
That's what I heard.
Because I didn't want to
like
read spoilers.
What I read was the article was like an important subplot where he's kind of questioning himself.
Okay.
That's what I heard it's going to be.
Which I could see that because Gaston is a handsome, attractive man. So if you're going to
no
feel
one
those
turns
feelings
like Gaston.
Nobody makes you want to. Gaston, man, like Gaston. Feel his pecs like Gaston.
Oil his chest like Gaston.
Go on a date and drink a beer with Gaston.
Sit in your room, question your orientation like Gaston.
This movie drops on March 17th, so
just around the corner.
It's
so
St.
Again,
Patrick's Day.
You wake up St. Patty's Day. You have your vodka infused Lucky Charms. You go on down, watch the LeFou turn Lego.
Get a man crush for Gaston.
And then head on to your local brick and mortar pub and celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure to wear green. Last thing you want is get pinched.
Ow!
I didn't even touch
you. Did they even do that anymore? You did really pinch
me. I was about to pinch and you freaked out. You girl.
I don't like getting pinched.
Not even on the nips. I don't like
nobody that. Pinches nips like Gaston.
It's not good. I'm a manly man.
They should have had Patrick Warburton play Gaston. That would have been a lot better than
Chris Evans.
No,
some Evans. Luke Evans.
Luke Evans. Yeah. So
are they related? I wonder. Probably not. But
probably not. 67% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's
really?
Frustrating. That's not very
too...
good.
Yeah.
Better than Batman v Superman.
Well, alright. So, what do you know what was bad? Like, what
mixed
did
reviews. A lot of people are calling it weird and unnecessary. So, a lot of people are saying that it just feels like it's not needed. A lot of critics are saying that it just doesn't mesh well. They're just trying to be too out there and different.
Alright.
And then some people are saying that they're going too far. They're taking too many loyalties with the story and giving us more information than we might want.
Okay.
So that's the reviews I've read. Again, I'm trying to stay away from spoilers as much as possible.
All right.
But I love all the trailers were all amazing.
They looked really good.
If I mean, I'd be happy if all I ever did was to see the trailers.
Okay. I gotta see the movie now.
You wanna see it pretty bad?
I hate when people try to tell me not to go see something because it makes me want to see something.
Right, for sure it does. And so the part of the... I'm sure everybody's heard, but... So, the big... I think only one theater has said no, they're not going to play.
Yeah, that was in like Texas.
And it's like Texas, Alabama, something like that. And they're like, we're not going to play this Disney movie.
It stars a gay.
Pushing their propaganda on us. Make America great again.
Make America straight again.
But I'm playing.
That's them talking. That's not me.
That's the real phrase.
That's what Trump tried to get going.
That's what Trump means.
That's exactly right.
Okay, I don't have anything against LeFou being gay. If he wants to have a crush on Gaston, it's alright. Because Sean Hannity has a huge crush on me, okay?
He's like my LeFou.
I make Sean Hannity question his orientation all the time.
Me and Le Hannity are just great buds, okay?
Are you going to go see this movie in the theater, you think?
Probably not in the theater.
I think you'll probably wait for it to DVD.
I might wait for the DVD or the Blu-rays.
Yeah, because I want to see Kong.
Kong does look awesome. I want to see Kong.
More than I want to see Beauty and the Beast. But they're definitely doing advertisements for it everywhere. And a lot of controversy stuff. So it almost makes me feel like Disney's trying to push the controversy.
I'm betting that people, that's my BS, so it's probably like, I'm betting like a 5-second scene. And that's it.
Well, did you hear about the other controversial thing around this movie?
No.
Emma
Beast
Watson
wears no pants.
Emma Watson had a Vanity Fair thing, and she showed like some cleavage, and it like cut off, and people, and she
saw some underboob,
and all these feminists.
I saw some underboob.
I didn't see the pictures. I just read about it.
I did.
And so the feminists went and all the feminists are saying she's not a feminist.
She's not a feminist anymore
because
she's
showing
herself.
And she's subjecting herself. So she went and did an article and got on the tweets and said, hey, just because I showed my boobs doesn't mean I'm not a feminist.
Darn Emma Watson for being comfortable in her body. How dare she? Feminists are supposed to be prudish yet self-proclaiming at the same time.
So it almost seems like they're trying really hard to get attention in this movie if you didn't know any better.
Yeah, I agree. Like, they're just using all this weird press.
Doesn't it seem that way? Yeah. But I'm excited to see the movie. I think a lot of people are excited to see it. Mm-hmm. It does come out March 17th. What's your prediction for how much money it's going to make?
How much money opening weekend?
Yep.
I'll say 70 million.
70, so you think less than Logan?
Definitely less than Logan.
Logan made 81 million in the opening weekend.
Oh, really? Okay, 60 million.
I think Beauty and the Beast is going to make 100 million opening weekend. It's Beauty and the Beast is the highest grossing cartoon ever in theaters for like an old Disney movie, I think. We'd have to look that up, but it's up there.
Okay.
Highest
More than Lion King?
DVD sales too. Maybe not. Maybe it held the record before Lion
King.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
What is the thing you're most excited about Beauty and the Beast?
I want to see some Beast kick some butt. Be like animalistic.
Yes, I agree. I'm looking forward to the scene.
Like the scene when they show the trailer and she's like being attacked by the wolves and he just like lunges forth. That looked awesome.
And I would love to see a fight scene between
Make
him
me think
and
of
Gaston.
Hank McCoy.
But guess. Yes.
Oh, the actual Beast.
That'd be so cool if it was the actual Beast.
Just kidding. He's like, he dyes his hair every day so he doesn't look blue. I'm a doctor.
How?
Damn it, Belle, I'm a doctor. Am I a mutant? Oh, wait, I am a mutant.
I would love to see Beast and Gaston go at it. But the Gaston in this movie does not look super buff.
He's not. He just looks like a pretty boy. That's about it.
So if we had our dream and Patrick Warburton was cast as Gaston, while we're wrapping up this segment, what would that sound like?
What would he sound like?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like major like Gaston quotes.
Okay, well, can you sing the song with Patrick Warburton?
But he doesn't sing about himself. Everybody sings to him.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he sings
that
one.
He sings the
point.
Egg part.
Yeah.
When I was a lad, I had 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get large. But now that I'm a man, I have 5 dozen eggs. And I'm roughly the size of a barge.
Beauty and the Beast comes out in theaters March 17th. Year of St. Patrick's Day, go see it. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
TV pick of the week.
Yes, it was the TV.
Click.
Oh, look, I'm back on the TV. Change the channel, here I am. Oh, maybe it's Lemony Snicket. Oh, maybe it's Cusco. Maybe you're watching Seinfeld.
The Tick.
Or The Tick. I'm all over the place. Can't turn away.
Maybe it's the old soaring ride.
I forgot about that. Too.
I hope they kept that video.
I think they redid it.
Yeah, well, they redid the whole ride. Yeah. I would hope they kept that video in the beginning. That would be great. Well, this was not my TV pick of the week, but while we were talking about Patrick Warburton, did you hear that? I guess we could put this part in Geek News. Too late now. Did you hear that?
Doing it live. Doing it recording.
A Series of Unfortunate Events got greenlit for season number 2.
Oh.
Boom. Start production this summer.
They have to, because the way they ended the first season is just like, if they didn't get a season 2, they'd be like, well, that's a
interesting way to end it. Well, it could have sucked and not got them any watches or however they track
that's
stuff.
One dangerous thing about Netflix original series. They release them all at once. So if they do bad, they put all that work into it for nothing.
Right. For sure. And which it sucks.
Yeah. But it was interesting. It was good and quirky.
I enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to a season 2. I don't know anything else about the books. All I knew was that first one, so I don't know what happens from here.
I don't know.
Tom, Matt. It's March 17th, as we talked about the day this pod drops. So you're getting Beauty and the Beast coming out, right?
Beauty and the Beast.
But you're also getting a fist in your face, Tom.
Oh, yeah? Like a big hairy ape fist?
No, like a big fist made of iron. Iron that glows. And it's karate.
The power of the Kunlun coming at you?
Yes. The big dragon power, Tom. Boom.
1-inch punch in you right in the face, and the feels are going...
And then just die, and you explode.
You
feel
with excitement right before you die, like, oh, awesome.
I just got missed by... Oh.
And then he puts the chi back in you, and you come back to life.
Iron Fist drops on Netflix today also, Tom.
Yes, sir.
You plan on binge watching this?
I do, because, again, I've heard, like, the rumors and the reviews on it weren't very good, but dadgummit, that's going to make me want to watch it even more, because... These Netflix originals Marvels have been really good.
I would dare to say, Tom, that the reviews have been really bad.
Yeah.
Not very good. I read a lot of them, and they're not good. but that's critics, because we've liked things that critics don't like, too. True. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Like, I remember when the first Scooby-Doo movie came out, the live-action movie. The critics were like, terrible. And I love that movie.
It was a good movie. Yeah. I agree. It was good.
But I was a fan of Scooby-Doo, and so I liked it. Versus I like, you know, Defenders and stuff, so I'm probably going to like this too. Critics, probably don't know much about it.
Probably not. It's something to keep in mind, though, is the critics only see the first 7 episodes of these series. So when they're giving them these Netflix series, all they see is the first 7 episodes.
So they, like, missed, what, the last 2? They can't just finish it?
But if you look, like, at all these shows, that's really when the story goes...
It's true. And like, flips on its crazy. Ass.
And they flip it over. Like, Luke Cage. Spoilers! Luke Cage, they kill Cottonmouth. What?
Yeah.
Because Cottonmouth is, like, was
they're
amazing.
They're leading him up to this big, awesome bad guy, and then all of a sudden he did.
And they just kill him, and then they introduce...
Diamondback
out of nowhere. And that was, like, episode 7 that Cottonmouth died. Daredevil, he doesn't even start, like, thinking about getting a suit until, like...
The last episode.
The very last episode. And 7 is, like, when he starts really chasing Fisk and stuff.
Good.
Jessica Jones sucked the whole entire time. I don't know what happened at 7. But
Jessica Jones.
The only good thing about that was seeing David Tennant as Purple Man all the time.
It was pretty good. It wasn't my favorite, but it was still pretty good.
Yes. So, this is my prediction for Iron Fist.
All right.
I think it's going to be my favorite one yet.
Okay.
Because all the critics hate it so much, and all the critics loved Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, and I just kind of
even though
them.
Luke Cage was too black,
I thought it was a little too
which
black.
Which is a dumb thing to say.
I thought it was a little too black. It was like in your face.
That's because we're white. That's not speaking to us. Just being real.
We've had this discussion already on the podcast. So if you want to go back and listen to our Luke Cage review.
That's why we can't wait for Iron Fist, because he's white.
Yeah, it's not going to be too Asian.
Exactly. It's going to be right up our alley. Which is dumb. It's like, Danny Rand is white, so it's bad. What? Huh?
He's supposed to be white.
He's supposed to be white.
And that's what a lot of people are complaining about. And that's what a lot of people are saying. I've heard, like, Kevin Smith, some other people talk, that they think the critics are making an issue because they want to be politically correct.
They're trying to make it racial.
It's an Asian movie and the lead character is an Asian. But in the comics, he's not Asian.
He's a white
That's the whole point of the story. It's Iron Fist is kind of like Marvel's Green Arrow.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Oliver
Queen. The billionaire who lost his family.
And then gets trained and becomes a superhero.
Like Batman, but he gets the
power. Yeah, but he's not like, doesn't like get lost. And like
Iron Man. There's a lot of billionaires who become superheroes. I'm just saying.
If I was a billionaire, I'd be a superhero. Me too. So I'm telling everybody.
I'm telling right now. I'm super president.
Okay? Super POTUS.
That does sound like a superhero name.
Here comes the POTUS.
Sounds more like a villain name, actually.
Will the bad reviews affect you watching?
Nope. I'm gonna watch it.
Because
I saw the trailer and I was like, oh yeah.
So you're still excited.
Yep.
Trailer was good. It showed a lot of nifty parts and a lot of cool things. Mm-hmm. I think of the trailer. I liked the final trailer more than any of the others. Mm-hmm. Do you think we're gonna see the dragon?
I'm hoping we do.
Yeah.
Him fighting the dragon when he's in Kunlun.
Hopefully.
Getting the power.
So you're still just as excited. And then when do you plan on starting binge watching it? Like that weekend?
Well, I have that the next Monday off, so I'll probably watch a few episodes then. Maybe Sunday night, Monday.
It's probably going to take me a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how fast. We'll see who gets there first.
That was a weird gesture.
I didn't even mean it like that. So go watch Iron Fist. We're gonna watch it.
We're gonna watch
and,
it.
And
gonna...
maybe we'll do an episode all about
We're
Iron
just
gonna
Fist do one inch punching
interview.
Each other. Stop it. Ow, okay, that hurts.
Do you think he meets Luke Cage in this? Probably not, right?
Night Nurse is in it?
Yeah.
In the trailer? She's like, I got some friends or something.
You need a lawyer? And she did that to Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. Right? I know a good lawyer if you need one.
But he wasn't there. Oh, he's blind. He's it's really hard for him to find his
Justice mind. Is blind and he's blind, so
boom.
Hey Tom, guess what?
What?
Got another new section for you. No comic pick of the week, Tom.
No.
We're doing Tommy's gamer pick of the week.
That's because Tommy didn't have time to read comics because he was too busy gaming it up.
What were you gaming it up on, Tom?
So, I finally got my hands on a Nintendo Switch.
Oh!
I know.
But, Tom, they're all sold out everywhere. How did you get your hands on one?
Well, I had some nice info. I got my finger on the pulse and the grapevine at the same time. So, I got my sources, don't you worry.
Nice! So, that was a pleasant surprise.
It was, because literally, like, I get the text. I'm like, all right, they got to go. Got to hurry. Blah, blah, blah. Get up there. And it's just sitting there right at the returns desk. So, I'm betting, like, if I didn't go, can I buy that? Someone else would have done
so
it.
So, you just walked right up and said, hey,
I didn't walk right. I mean, they were helping someone. And it was like, hey, you need help? I was like, is that Switch for sale? Because it was just sitting on the counter. And they're like, let me check. And I go, check one thing. Boop. Yep. I was like, I won't buy it.
You're putting it in my hands. And you had already bought Legends of Zelda.
I bought Zelda because I pre-ordered it, the big fancy edition with all the fun stuff. Not the one with the sword, which I really wanted. But
Legend of Zelda, Ballad of the Stinky Breath.
Ballad.
Ballad of the Halitosis.
Stinky Breath of the Untamed.
Okay, Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild. This is their first real attempt to do a... Because most of the Zelda games, they have this big open world, but you kind of have to do, like, piece by piece. You can't just, like, go wherever you want. Versus this one, you can pretty much go wherever you want. It's open.
And
you
can... Well, the first time we saw Zelda in an open world was probably Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, it was. Because even, like, the original one has a big map. With the
it
little
does.
Scrolling squares. But you still kind of, you had to go in a specific order, go this way, and then you went that way.
Yeah.
And then over here.
You took to get there, but this way you could go anywhere you want.
There's a huge map, too. Like, it literally takes hours. I don't know, I was reading an article about this guy who beat it in under an hour, and I have no idea how, because the map is huge.
That's crazy, that's weird. How do you beat a game like that in under an hour?
Apparently whistle sprinting.
That makes no sense.
It's a weird technique where if you hold down on the D-pad, you whistle, like, to call a horse. But if you just hold it in, he just keeps whistling, and you can tap the sprint button, and there's no your stamina bar doesn't deplete because it doesn't show up, so it kind of like gives you small little boosts of speed.
Wow.
And you just whistle sprint, and you just run around.
Have you tried it?
Like the, I did. It's really funny looking. I'll show you.
Okay, cool.
Later.
The last...
But I could play it right now, because it's a Switch!
The last Zelda game I played was Ocarina of Time.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't play Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess,
Skyward Sword? I played Twilight Princess for a little bit.
Link Between.
Like my friend had it. And then what was the one that was very cartoony? Wind Waker?
Wind Waker, yep.
I played that a little too.
I love Wind Waker.
I didn't
beat
any of them.
Those ones, again, are really long too. Like any Zelda game, really, there's a lot to do.
Zelda's always a standalone story, though. It doesn't really follow any set timeline, right?
No, they're always different timelines, but they always, like, talk about, like, in ancient times this happened, or you're the ancestor of this. And it didn't really kind of connect all until Skyward Sword came out. And that really set the tone, because that was pretty much the first.
Okay.
It was the making.
It was the first Zelda game?
Well, it's supposed to, like, the very first thing in that event. So,
okay.
A couple years ago, they came out with a book called the Hyrule Historia, which kind of goes over the Zelda timeline and when what games happened and how.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of interesting, because like, there's the main story that kind of starts with Skyward Sword and goes through. Then there's like a tangent timeline that, like, in Ocarina of Time, if Link had died or failed to defeat Ganon, this set of games takes off from that timeline.
Oh,
so like, Link
okay.
to the Past, where it's all dystopian and stuff like that. So it's kind of neat.
That is kind of cool. Very neat.
But as long as they keep going, they're going to have to keep making more and more.
What is your favorite Zelda game?
That's a toughie. Ocarina of Time. I've probably played that one the most.
Yeah. Mine's probably the original for Game
Back
Boy.
Back in the day?
For I
game
used
Boy,
to play
oh,
that
Link's
thing
Awakening?
All the time, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Do, whatever the song goes.
Do something, something song.
Can't think of it. My mom would be like, turn down the sound, it's repetitive.
Zelda, I would say
it's gotta be in the top 10 greatest game series of all time.
It is, it's still ongoing.
It's not top 5.
It's over 30, almost 30 years old at this point.
So how about the Switch?
The Switch is neat.
That's so, what I got for you.
There's so much to it, like, There's a little trial. You can go in these like little dungeons in Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
And so I had it docked at the time. So I'm playing this, and like it kind of zooms out real quick, and you see this like little maze. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do here? And I move the controller a little bit without thinking, and the maze moved. I was like, what? I just moved the controller, and it felt the motion.
Wow.
Without even like being plugged on
the
console.
That's kind of cool.
So like the little paddles actually have motion sensors in them too.
Wow.
Like there's so much to it. That's just
so
crazy.
Have you played it on the docking station on your TV yet?
Yep. I did this afternoon.
And so you take the remotes and you cook them together?
No, so there's like a little centerpiece that you slide it into.
All right.
And it turns it into
is
like
it very complicated or is it pretty simple?
Very simple.
Okay.
Not much to it, but still fun.
All the hype, is it better than Wii U?
Well, it doesn't have that big a game roster yet, so let's give it some time.
Okay.
So right now, it's got potential to be the best Nintendo console yet, but we'll see. Once it gets a better game roster.
Because it seems like they're trying to make it like a handheld gaming, but kind of like a Wii.
Yeah, it's
you
like,
can
it's
do
a
motions
very,
with
very
the
big,
things.
Yeah,
and
the little paddles you can like play
paddles,
other games.
Yeah.
1-2 Switch, I want to say.
Yeah.
Like a game where you play all these like little mini games against each other.
You gotta buy that separate. It doesn't come with the system.
No, it doesn't.
This doesn't have any games with it?
This would probably be the first one that doesn't come with a game.
Nintendo's always done that. It's always come with a game.
Yeah, not this one.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah.
So do you recommend that people go out and try to find a Switch?
If you find one, I think you should get it. Especially if you're really into, like, unique Nintendo games.
Yeah.
Like, Super Mario Odyssey looks like it's gonna be pretty cool. I think the best part about it is the portability. Like, it's not like, you know, it's like, oh, I can't finish my game, I gotta go here and do this thing. Nope,
you just grab it with you.
And you take it with you. And the actual graphics on the tablet part itself are really good.
They look pretty good.
It doesn't seem like it like, has to downgrade it to the tablet.
No, it is not a touchscreen, correct?
No, it is.
It is a touchscreen, yeah, too?
It's a touchscreen.
Wow.
It's almost like a literal tablet.
Can you use it like a literal tablet?
I don't know if there's, like, internet and stuff on it. I don't think so.
Why wouldn't Nintendo do that?
Well, maybe there is. I don't know. All I wanted to play was Breath of the Wild. Okay. All
right. So you haven't played with it yet.
Not much.
You just played Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild.
Okay. All right. Breath of the Halitosis.
Breath of the Halitosis of the Wild. Animals who need dental bones.
All right. That was good.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
Nintendo.
It's-a me, Mario.
It's-a me. Playing my games, buying my stuff. It's a fun.
Fiddle with my joystick. Hey, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about St. Patrick's Day, buddy.
St. Patrick's Day.
Food, glorious food.
Oh, I tell me about that glorious food. And put it in my belly. That's Scottish.
That's Scottish.
Yeah.
Right?
Darn it.
Put the potatoes in my mouth.
Put the potatoes in my belly.
That's good. So, when you think of Ireland, and Irish culture,
uh-huh,
and Irish foods,
uh-huh,
there's a couple staples that kind of come up.
Right.
Like St. Patrick's Day, people eat corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Now, the stereotype is potatoes.
Potatoes. Chips.
Chips. Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Malt vinegar. Shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Right? All those kind of things. So I thought that every podcast or everybody talking about St. Patrick's Day this week is going to talk about that stuff. They're all going to talk about corned beef and cabbage and give recipes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or like the Americanized all doing Lucky Charms shots and stuff like we talked about.
We need to have the Lucky Charms treats again.
We're getting them made. Yes, we will be eating those on our St. Patrick's Day, which for us is in the future of now, which for you is in the past.
It's like a weird Terminator thing.
It's the only way we're ever going to time travel, and it's amazing. Yeah. So I thought we would talk about some Irish staples that over in Ireland are everyday things. Non-traditional
Irish staples.
Non-traditional ones. Things that, like, when you think of America, you think of hamburgers and hot dogs. You don't necessarily think of fried chicken.
Fried chicken or pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, or lasagna. Right? But it's become
or spaghetti,
pretty
pizza,
American.
Chinese food. Is that other
Boom! Oh, so I thought I took 10 things that I thought we'd talk about. But before we get into this, Irish pubs are amazing.
They are amazing. Its own little culture house.
Travelleisure.com came up with a little list.
Yep.
The 50 best pubs in America, Tom.
That's right, it did.
Our own little pub that we talk about all the time.
Yep.
Our home sweet home, Tom.
That's right.
The Celtic Ray.
Our shenanigans.
Got number 2.
Number 2 on
the
list. In the entirety of the
best
United States.
Best pubs to visit in the United States.
Boom.
How amazing is that?
Take that, other states.
I got a little excited when I read that.
I know. I was like, woo, snap. Yeah. I'm going to say this random place in Virginia was number 1.
Yeah. And it's real. And it's amazing because it is a pretty awesome
We've
pub.
Been there. It's awesome. It's owned by an Irish man.
Yeah.
So it's legit. Named
Kevin. Several times we've been there.
Yeah, a lot.
And
several drinks we've had there.
All right, Tom.
Several coasters some people have eaten there.
Why are people eating coasters? Hey, champ.
Yeah. So,
it's our first food.
Champ.
Oh. Champ is a an Irish dish made by combining mashed potatoes and chopped spring onions with butter, milk, and any cheese, optionally salt and pepper.
Hmm.
So it's a little mix.
It's like a side dish.
It's a side dish. It's like our mashed potatoes. Because spring onions is kind of like chives.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So nothing too fancy, but they do eat that as a side dish an awful lot.
Oh, fine right there.
Okay. Black pudding, Tom.
Black pudding.
Have you ever eaten black pudding?
That sounds scary.
It's so good.
Like it's part of someone's soul.
It's generally made from pork fat or beef suet, pork blood, and a relatively high proportion of that's awful. Usually, I do better than that.
Portion of stuff.
proportion of oatmeal. In some recipes, mixed with oat groats, or sometimes even barley groats. Black pudding, pre-sliced. I'm going to fix this right now.
Make it wider. Boom.
May still have a plastic wrap around the circumference that must be removed before cooking. So basically, Tom, it's pork's blood.
Okay.
It's blood and oatmeal. It's pretty much the journey. And so blood, when they cook fat. It thickens, and that's why that's the black color is it's from the blood.
Huh.
Never had it?
No.
It's good. It's very rich. Very irony.
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 From all the blood.
All the blood.
The blood. Filling you up.
I want to eat the blood.
Like of a lamb.
Put the blood in my mouth.
And a beef.
I want to eat
drain
the blood.
Its life force into my mouth.
I want to touch your blood. Give me your blood.
You want my blood?
I want your blood.
Why are you anemic?
I want to eat your blood.
Why do you need my blood?
I want to drink it.
You don't have any vitamin D?
I want to
D?
Put it in my body.
What's going on here?
I want to put it in me.
What'd you put in my Guinness?
I want to eat your...
I'm feeling very lightheaded.
What the hell was that?
You're this weird creepy dude who wants to drink my blood. So we were going on this little scene of how you drug me so you can drink my blood.
Generally,
and scene,
they eat black pudding for breakfast.
Really?
When you think of the traditional Irish breakfast.
If you put oatmeal in it, yeah.
The traditional Irish breakfast is usually like two eggs, baked beans,
mm-hmm.
Grilled tomato halves, mushrooms.
Well, okay, mushrooms.
Toast and black pudding,
hmm.
And maybe some rashers, which is other style of bacon.
Okay,
sounds pretty yummy, right?
It does sound pretty good.
Heart attack on a plate.
Heart attack, ready to go. Fry it up. Throw it in my belly.
Dulce and Yellow Man, Tom.
Dulce and Yellow Man.
Dulce is a purple edible seaweed. People
are you
would
sure?
Buy
that sounds like a bad guy of Goku and Vegeta.
People would buy it. It's in penny bags and their child for like sweets. They're hard to get at. It can also be stewed for a couple of hours and eaten as a vegetable or with oat cakes. It is not known much outside the north of Ireland.
No kidding.
Yes. So what people do is they mix it with Yellow Man. So Yellow Man is a tooth and honeycomb sticky toffee and traditionally sold at Auld Lang's Fair in the end of August. So what they do is they take this Yellow Man, I guess I was reading, and they put the edible seaweed in it, and some of them they kind of eat it together.
Huh.
So it gives it sustenance or something.
Interesting.
Strange, right? I thought it was weird, too.
I mean, a lot of cultures eat seaweed. Now that's a healthy alternative.
But with
weather.
Candy?
Yeah. I mean, seaweed's pretty good. Like, you ever had seaweed salad? I love seaweed salad.
It's got seaweed
kind of
is
a sweet,
yummy.
Sweet taste to it.
Tangy.
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 Not tangy.
Bromback, Tom.
Bromrock.
Bromback. It sounds like a superhero, like a villain.
It sounds like a...
Hulk smash puny Bromback.
It sounds like a Ally 4.
Yeah. Usually sold in flattened rounds, it is often served toasted with butter, along with a cup of tea in the afternoon. So it's like a bread. The dough is sweeter than sandwich bread, but not as rich as cake. And the salt, tannins, and raisins add flavor and texture to the final product. In Ireland, it is sometimes called Ballenbrock.
Ballenbrock. What?
Ballenbrock. Ballenbrock.
Ballenbrock.
Ballenbrock.
So that just opens the other door next to the elven door next in Mordor.
Ballenbrock.
And just pick a food just pulls out.
And the term is also used as two words in its more common version. This may be from the Irish word barren, a loaf, and brock, speckled, due to the raisins in it. Hence, it means a speckled loaf.
Better than spotted dick.
I've never had spotted dick.
Neither have I. But that's why it's called that, because it's got like the little chocolate and raisins and stuff in it. It's a dessert.
It is, yes. They sell it in cans, too.
Yeah?
Canned spotted dick.
There's a dirty joke in there.
My mind is just all over Gandalf now. So he says Balrock, but then... So when he's at the door...
So Frodo's like, so what's the Irish word for friend? Balrock. He's like, oh, okay, what's the Irish word for the spotted cake?
Very long.
And like it just flops from the sky and smashes him in the face.
Well, because you got the big giant thing, right? And that's Balrog too, isn't it?
It's a Balrog.
Balrog, yes. Thank you.
You're the Lord of the Rings guy.
I am a Lord of the Rings guy. Hold on, I'm getting confused. Because the word when he's opening the door is something different.
Balrog.
You think so?
Something like that.
Elvish?
For friend.
For friend.
Speak friend and enter.
Melon.
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 Melon. Okay.
We'll see how he says it.
He says it like that. He goes like, Melon.
This is boring for our people. Sorry, but oh, hey. So, as usual, Tom was right. I was getting confused because he says, Balrog. Same way. Balrog.
The Balrog.
Yes. But it is Balrog.
Like, all their names in Lord of the Rings are like these harsh, like, very hard, like, consonant names.
Yeah, and especially when Ian McKellen is saying that they all sound the same.
They all sound quite the same.
Oh, that was good. You're so good at impersonations.
I shall return. I shall come back at the turn of the tide.
Baron Rock.
Oh, Baron Rock. Oh, I love Baron Rock. What do you smell?
Speak bread and enter.
What do you smell? Man flesh. Oh, Baron Rock. I like man flesh with a little Baron Rock.
It sounds like a Lord of the Rings movie.
Lambus bread and
Gandalf,
Balrog.
Gandalf, it's a riddle. It's this is Irish for bread, Gandalf.
Gandalf, it's a raisin in the bread.
Buckleberry fairy Brandalf. Bear.
Gandalf, it says bread, usually served in flattened rounds.
Balrog.
Guinness stew,
Guinness
Tom.
Stew.
I've made it before, and it's very good. Usually they use lamb or beef.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of get a roux going, and you make a roux with the Guinness and the
flour.
And then a lot of it's just carrots and celery and onions. And then you get and potatoes.
Potatoes.
And it does have a very Guinness-y flavor. So they do, I guess they do eat that a lot. A lot of the Irish stews are made of lamb.
I'm pretty sure Guinness just pours out of their taps like water does here.
I think so too, yeah.
Like their children drink it out of the bottles.
Balrog.
Guinness. Guinness.
It comes in pints.
It comes in pints? Tipsy pudding, Tom.
Tipsy pudding.
A tipsy cake.
It's like a Jello shot, but with pudding instead. So if my old friend Bill Cosby comes
out, see, kids, this pudding is for you. The tipsy pudding is for the ladies.
Tipsy pudding's for the ladies and Uncle Bill.
This one's for Uncle Bill and your mother is going to go have some tipsy pudding.
Uncle Bill Cosby. Tipsy cake is a sweet dessert cake. Made
tipsy
originally
pudding.
Of fresh sponge cakes soaked in good sherry and good brandy.
Oh, wow, it's actually soaked in whiskey, huh?
The dish is prepared in England, would typically have several small cakes stacked together with the cracks between bristling with almonds as a variety of the English trifle. Tipsy cake is popular in the American South, often served after dinner as a dessert or at a church socials. And neighborhood gatherings.
I don't think I've ever had a tipsy cake.
Me neither. I want to try one.
Yeah.
I'm going to get drunk on tipsy cake.
Song of sound, a shot of bourbon. Tipsy cake.
I want to put some bourbon on my bottom.
My mug. I couldn't think of an episode that's going to be speak better off than my mouth.
Speak bread and enter.
And enter my mouth.
Gandalf, what is the Irish word for bread? I want to put it in my mouth, Gandalf.
Put Balrog in your mouth, Gandalf. Frodo.
Little Frodo, I have something.
Frodo Bergman!
Is he like a 1920s British judge?
I'm not trying to harm you! I'm trying to help. By giving you bread.
Lots of bread. Well, get rid of that elf bread.
Crubbins, Tom.
Crubbins.
From Irish Crublin.
Crubbins.
Meaning pig's trotter. Are an Irish dish made of boiled pig's feet, which are then typically battered and fried. They're traditionally eaten by hand. The Irish singer...
Wait, so you're eating a pig's foot by hand? Awesome. Like the pig's hand? What?
Whoa, dude. Wicked sweet. The Irish singer Liam Clancy mentions them in a preamble to a version of the song Galway Races. Crubbins are made from the pig's calves and can be consumed fried, broiled, or baked. I've had trotters before... but they were smoked.
Smoked
the old-fashioned American way.
Oh.
Smoked pig's feet.
Smoked feet.
And I've also had pickles pig feet.
Pickles?
Pickled pig's feet. Baron Block pig's feet.
Baron Block pickled pig's feet.
Malone.
Man.
You want melon, Gandalf? I have some melon. Sounds like melon goes good with potatoes.
Potatoes.
Boil and mash and stick them in a stew.
Serve it on
the Baron Block.
This is our favorite word now. This is our fun word of the day.
Which of these dishes are you most likely to try and put in your mouth, Tom?
Tipsy pudding and Baron Block.
Tipsy pudding does sound pretty
good. I've had Guinness stew before.
I have had Guinness stew also.
Served on like potatoes.
Yeah.
Like a bed of potatoes.
At the Ray.
At the Ray.
At the Ray.
The Ray. The Ray. And the Ice House.
Why are you singing that?
I don't know, because you were like, out the raw.
You sounded like Linda from...
Linda from Bob Burgers.
I make Guinness stew.
Sing with me, Bobby.
Linda, today's special burger is called the Baron Brogger.
The Baron Brogger.
We're serving on a roll of Baron Brock. It's Gandalf's favorite burger.
Tina, just write Baron Brock on there. Stop making it so complicated.
But I don't even know how to spell it.
I'll do it. Don't worry about it.
All right. Hey, Tom. Guess what, buddy?
What?
Geek news.
Let's get some of that super geek news and put it in my ears.
Put it in your ear holes.
Right up into ear hole and burst through the canal.
So we did talk about a couple of geek newses already.
Newsies.
We talked about Iron Fist coming out. Beating the Beast coming out on March 17th.
Beating the Bee.
We also talked about a series of unfortunate events getting a season dose.
Doso.
The other news is we got a final Wonder Woman trailer, Tom.
Wonder Woman!
Did you watch it?
I did. A lot of, like, kick buttery.
It actually made me excited to see it.
Like, the training of how she became the world's best Amazon.
It's nice because it looks like they copied Captain America.
A little bit. You're right.
Which
it does
seem
awesome. Like Captain America is, like, her past and she's training and then she gets jumped into a world.
Very period
right
piece.
Into a war, yeah.
It looks like a very much like a period piece in the war and it looks very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I was not that excited about it. But I am now.
Okay.
I think it looks pretty cool.
I
think it looks pretty cool, too. So if you haven't checked out that final trailer online, check it out, because it is definitely worth the 2.5 minutes.
Diana's ready to kick some hiney.
Deadpool teaser, Tom.
Deadpool
came out during
teaser.
Logan. We hadn't really talked about that at all yet.
Not yet.
Funny as hell.
So funny.
So funny. They have released that online
now. Yeah, it's
online now. You can watch it. There are
I
two
saw
versions.
Ryan Reynolds is tushy.
So, you did see his butt in that, didn't you? So, the trailer in the movie is different than the trailer on the internet.
Hmm.
So, if you go see the movie, you can see his butt.
If you see Logan.
But in the trailer on the internet, you don't see his butt. And there's a different song playing in his ears each time. But I don't know the different songs.
Okay.
So, the thing that's going around on the internet that I was thinking about a little bit more is there is a lot of Easter eggs towards Nathan Fillion.
There is?
Yes.
In what?
So in the back window, there's a movie theater, like a little window thing, and they have Firefly posters.
There's a Firefly poster. I saw
all
that.
Over. And then the diner that they eat at in Bones a lot.
Mal's Diner?
Not Bones, on Castle.
Yeah.
They eat in Castle.
Oh, okay.
They have the name of that
diner. When he's walking by?
When he's walking by, it's the name of the diner from Castle. So what people are saying is, and there was something else, and the song that's in the trailer on the internet had something to do with Nathan Fillion as well.
So is he supposed to be what? Is he Cable?
That's what the rumor is.
Ooh,
the rumor is he casts as Cable.
Like Nathan Fillion. I think he's good.
I like Nathan Fillion
also. He's funny, he's serious at the same time, he's great.
Would you like to see Nathan Fillion as Cable?
Yeah, now that it's in my head, I can't get it out.
I would like to see Nathan Fillion as Cable as well.
Although Russell Crowe, I think, could have been a very good Cable, too.
I think he could have been. I agree. I also think Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A big, imposing Cable.
I would love to see Arnold Schwarzenegger as Cable. And I know a lot of fanboys have been like, "Oh, that's blasphemy!" But I think
that would be
cool.
Maybe just see Batman and Robin, he'll ruin it.
So what would it sound like if Arnold Schwarzenegger was talking to Deadpool as Cable?
Wade, leave me alone! Get away! Get to the future!
We have to save my dad, Scott!
What?
His dad is Scott Summers.
Oh, okay. Right.
Cyclops.
Okay, touche. Okay. I thought you were trying to be like a great Scott thing, or Back to the Future. I was like, what?
That made no sense.
Great Scott, Marty!
We have to go back in time before your mother kills your father!
And Deadpool kills them all!
Nathan, we have to go!
And then they did have his original name on the... So, whatever, Summers or whatever, Cable's name.
Yeah, Nathan Summers.
Nathan Summers, yeah. They don't have a release date for it yet, though.
This says soon, but not soon enough, was on the trailer, I think is what it said. Yeah.
So, if you haven't seen that trailer... Check that trailer.
It's good. They're going to bring in the chuckles, just like the last one.
It should be funny nonstop, for sure. Chuckles is okay. Like chuckles?
You just can't say like a character. You can't say giggles, but chuckles is okay.
Shits and giggles?
I wasn't going to say that.
Stanley is sick, Tom.
What? Like in the head?
He canceled. Canceled some cons, all the way up until end of April, due to health reasons.
Oh.
He did this last year though too. I guess he canceled some cons. Supposedly last year was supposed to be his final con run, but he decided that he was feeling so good and healthy, and he had so much fun doing it, he was gonna just go a couple more.
He can't die.
I know.
He
can't. They need to lock him in a room.
Put him in ice.
So say some prayers for good old Stanley if you do that. Or send him some positive vibes and thoughts, too.
Excelsior.
Maybe you're like, isn't there a superhero that can send positive vibes?
I'm pretty sure he is, but he's DC.
Vibe, is that his name?
Isn't he DC?
Yeah, so he's not going to be sending those vibes to Stan?
No. Sorry, contractually he can't do it. Sorry, Stan.
I saw another trailer today, Tom.
You did?
Yes. It's called Coco. Have you seen this trailer yet?
No.
No. Okay. We're going to pause so we can go watch this teaser trailer. Coco is a new Pixar movie coming out.
Okay.
Comes out this year. And so go watch the trailer. That's what we're going to do.
We're going to do that right now. So pause yours. We're going to pause us. And we're this.
What'd you think?
It's interesting.
Right, it's about a little...
It doesn't
little,
give much away, so it's still very
Hispanic
work to go.
Boy, right?
Yeah, a little kid playing the flamenco guitar, and it seems like he teleports to the land of the dead.
It does seem that way. So you have not seen Kubo and Two Strings?
No.
Okay. Kubo and Two Strings is a movie that came out with the makers of, like, Coraline.
Yeah.
James the Giant Peach, those guys.
Yeah.
About a little boy. His mom is, like, a witch or something. And his dad was supposed to be a soldier. His dad's supposedly gone. But his mom has, like, magic powers. So she gives him this... He's got this little guitar she teaches him. So he plays a little guitar. And when he plays the little guitar, he can make paper and origami come to life and do motions and movements and things. Okay. So, and then there's also a very strong feeling of mythicalness and beyond death and talking, have talking to your dead relatives and like remember the dead day and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, a very, very good movie, tugging on the heartstrings. I think I cried a couple times in it. But when I first saw this trailer, as soon as I saw him string that guitar, bling, and the little Leafs flop, we can watch a Kubo and the Two Strings trailer, same thing happens. He goes, bling, and the little papers go, all up around him.
Huh.
And then there's kind of like an afterlife feel. So like, and then the later he picks up the leaf or whatever he's picking up, and it's just really, in the animation, it all really felt like Kubo and the Two Strings to me. So I saw this trailer online today, Tom.
Uh-huh.
And I just automatically commented. It was like in Disney.com or something. Uh-oh. I commented and I was like, really seems like a Kubo and the Strings ripoff to me. Holy cow, did the Disney files freak out on me. Like, I got like murdered on the internet. Like, you would have thought I said, like, Disney was a Nazi.
Yeah.
And made that comment. Because people lost their minds. And, like, this lady starts, like, yelling at me and saying that, like, she's like, well, I'm so sick of people saying that Disney's ripping off from other things. And this is nothing like Kubo and the Two Strings. And this is a stupid, valid thing. The only thing that's like it is a little boy and a guitar. And I'm like, that's the whole point. So then this other guy starts arguing that Kubo and the Two Strings came out last year, but Pixar movies take like 4 to 5 years to make, so there's no way that they could have copied. And then I was like, well, yeah, they kind of could have, because it was a claymation,
and
claymations take even longer than the Pixar movies do. And so I'm like, so they could have like the same kind of concept. And then maybe they could have seen Kubo and the Two Strings. I'm like, ooh, I like the paper thing floating when he plays guitar or whatever. So, do I think that Disney Pixar ripped off this movie? Probably not. They were probably inspired by it. But lesson of the day, Tom.
Careful where you type your words.
Yeah. Watch out for those internet trolls, man, because people...
You were the troll of
I wasn't trying to be a troll. I was just sharing my opinion.
You gotta be careful with your opinions on the internet, man.
And I got my head cut off.
It's dangerous on the interwebs. You could be like looking up, ooh, cat videos, and then one little slip and, adult videos!
It was crazy though, man, because it was literally like, I hit enter. And this broad must have been like,
just waiting.
And then she hit enter, and like this like paragraph came. It was like 2 seconds later, like, boom, you're a jackass. And I'm like, whoa.
Hold him over. How is this possible?
Oh, I said it could have been a ripoff. So if you have seen Kubo and the Two Strings, you gotta. If you think that I'm wrong, please communicate with us and tell us.
Now you're going to get yelled at again.
Because I want you to go watch this movie, and I want you to tell
me. No, I don't
want to
get yelled at.
Maybe we'll look at a trailer and see.
Okay. Because I'm about to get yelled at by watching Kubo. I'm not going to watch Kubo.
That's all I got for Geek News, Tom. There wasn't really a whole lot this week.
Nope.
You ain't got anything either. Logan made $81 million opening week. We did talk about that.
It's made the most for an R-rated movie. I think it broke a record for that.
Oh, really? Well, Deadpool had that record. So it broke Deadpool's record? We never really gave our review on Logan. We never really told people what we thought about it.
Oh, yeah? Well?
I liked it.
Okay.
My overall opinion is that they tried really hard for the R rating.
Yeah.
I think the R rating flowed naturally in Deadpool, and it seemed necessary.
Yeah.
I think the R rating in Logan seemed stretched for.
I think there are certain parts where, like, the cursing, in my opinion, just seemed like there's just too much of it. Like, they didn't need a lot of the cursing. The violence, though, that's just Wolverine.
They didn't need the nudity. It was very brief. barely could tell, but they didn't need that either.
Yeah, I agree on that one.
It just really felt like they were really just trying way too hard. Yeah. But the violent scenes,
that was just Wolverine awesome. That was just what we wanted for so long. Wolverine just snicking.
What's your favorite action scene? I have two favorite action scenes. What's your two favorite?
My two favorite? So, obviously, my first is the end when he's like, after he's injected himself with the serum and he's all healed up.
Yeah.
And he's running in the woods and he's got all that adrenaline. He's like, slice, snick, spoon, stabs this guy.
Tearing everybody
and
up.
And he dies and the other guy.
Yeah, it's pretty
sweet. That was just legit Wolverine awesomeness right there.
It was pretty good.
Badass Wolverine.
What's your second one?
Second one. I kind of like that first scene in the beginning.
With the cholos?
With the cholos, and they're, like, messing with him, and he, like, almost seems like he's half drunk.
And he just tears him to shreds.
Tears him up, even with a busted claw.
I like that one, too. But this is nice, because we have two different favorites.
Oh, really?
My one favorite is not Logan. It's X-23.
Oh, you mean all time?
Okay.
X-23, I'm sorry.
X-23 in the Logan movie. She comes out, and the bad guy goes in, and she comes out with his head, and it rolls. And then she goes,
she flips
and pulls out her claws, flips her backpack off, throws her claws out, and just goes, rah! And just starts tearing people up, slitting throats, cutting arms off.
And then she pops the foot claw, and she's like, snick, snick,
snick. Yeah. And she pops these feet claws out, and she just starts kicking them in the throat and stuff.
Oh my gosh, cray cray.
That was awesome. So that's my one favorite.
Kicking Reaver's butts left and right.
The second one for me is I really like the idea of Professor X having Alzheimer's and his seizures and all that. And when he's having seizures, it's making the whole world shake. I love that. So the scene where it's stopped time.
In the hotel
and time is stopped. And Logan's coming through.
They're not really stopped. Okay. He's like paralyzed.
He's like paralyzing everybody. And Logan's like paralyzed, but he's fighting through it. And he's killing bros while they're paralyzed.
They can't even move. And they're just like taking
hits. Shoving his claws up through his head and
hits one guy through the back of the head, uppercut another, and they're dead. They're just stuck in place.
And then they all just flop down.
And then once he gets them under control, they just...
That was really cool.
Yeah.
For me, the first act of the movie, beautiful, eyes wide open, super happy. Second act of the movie kind of fell off for me. But then third act kind of brought it all back together. I cried probably 3 or 4 times during the movie without trying to be too spoilery.
It was a little sad.
I give it a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10? I'll give it 8.
8. Where do you think it ranks in your favorite superhero movies? For me, it's probably in the top 5 at least.
Top 5?
Yeah.
Even though it was a 7?
Yeah, even though it was 7.
It's definitely
maybe
top
like
10.
5 for me.
I think definitely top 10. Probably like 8.
8 for you?
After like Avengers.
Yeah, because you love those Disney Marvel
Iron Man
movies.
1 and 2.
Yeah.
Captain America First of all.
I would say I liked Logan better than Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
I think I like Iron Man 1 better. Captain America, First Avengers.
First Avengers is my favorite.
I think
Captain
Winter
America's.
Soldier is my favorite.
Yeah.
Altogether, superhero movie. So, go check out Logan. Lots of movies to check out. Logan,
yeah,
King
Logan.
Kong.
King Kong, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Bunch of stuff.
A lot of movies that just came
out. Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Speak bread and enter. Baron Bloch.
Baron Bloch.
I want you to put bread in my mouth, Gandalf.
Dummy? It crossed over from another river.
Dummy wants some Baron Bloch.
Dummy has a sock for you to put the Baron Bloch in so you can take it back home to Hermione.
Dummy's mad at the fucking geeks because he hasn't been in an episode in a long time. Mr. Tommy, why you keep me away?
I thought he was hibernating. It Miss Hermione.
I want Gandalf to put the bread in my mouth. Hashtag put it in my mouth, as they say. Baron Bloch. Keep calm. And geek on. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.